When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This week, Big Red and Nose Hair. So let's strap down, strap in, and do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Just Another Trucking Podcast with me, Chris. And alongside me once again is my good friend and co-host, Tom from Except for Access. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm very good, mate. How the hell are you doing?
Merry.
Merry. Basically, you've been drinking. Yeah. Let's be honest. It's the weekend. It's the one time of the week that, as truck drivers, we're allowed to drink. And I'm not saying that we're alcoholics.
But I've had half a bottle of wine prior to recording this.
Was superb. Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Also this week, though, we are joined by a guest.
When you say guest, just let's just back up here a second. When you say guest, are we actually saying guest? Because he's not really a guest, is he? He's like an agency jet guest.
So an agency co-host.
Agency co-host, I guess that would be another way of putting it. Essentially, the only thing is, I was the one that was late to the podcast today. Normally, it should be him who's the one that's late, because you know agency drivers,
and they turn up when they want.
We've been recording for a solid minute, hasn't broken anything yet.
I'm quite surprised by that, actually. That's standard for an agency driver, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure that's part of their contract. When they come to a new company, they come in and there's something, will break something within the first hour. And when at the end of the day, you're like, why have they not hit anything? Oh, 1 second, we'll give the agency driver a quick call. Can you go and hit something? There's a bridge ahead of you. Great. Go on. Crack on with it, lad. I don't know. I mean, it's...
I suppose if people haven't already guessed, should we actually introduce him?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. We should introduce the guest. That's
okay.
Hey, this would be why you're the main host, isn't it? And I'm just the co-host.
Yeah, I've got to replace you with the agency one.
It's solid. Like, hey,
I'll crack on with this. Tom, keep yourself quiet for a second.
I'll try.
Our main guest that we've got with us this week is none only than Dazza from the YouTube channel.
Just one second. Why is his camera off me?
It's off for me as well.
How dare you? How dare you slag off agency drivers?
What the fuck? The actual fuck are you wearing, Dazza? Dazza.
Right. How dare you insult agency drivers? What are you laughing at? What is so funny about agency drivers? I just don't, you know what I mean?
What the fuck are you wearing? Dazza, what? I'll ask this one more time. What the fuck are you wearing?
I've still got this on. Yeah, sorry. That's my bad. It's my bad.
So obviously.
Oh, there we go. That's better. Sorry, I was just playing with my door just before PJ Masks.
So you've come dressed in your Superman costume.
That's PJ Masks. Those that don't.
Oh my word!
Sorry about that.
That's all right, mate. How are you?
Looks like I've got ears. There we go. No, I'm all right. Thank you, mate. I'm very good. Very good indeed. Thank you for inviting me on your lovely new podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for coming. You are the first guest, so no pressure.
I mean, I know what you're saying there, Dazza, but it's your duty to come on here, isn't it?
Yes.
Considering the fact that, I mean, do you even know how to be a guest and not host something?
We'll find out today.
Even the way he says that.
If I start trying to ask all the questions, then you'll know.
So I'm going to have to mute you at some point.
Yeah,
then,
you'll probably be like, because I'll just start butting in and saying, asking you questions. But yeah,
just to let you know, Dazza, as well.
I'll try to be good, I promise.
There are no quizzes on this podcast, and we will ask you no questions about motorways.
I'll see you then. Trap.
Well, that's you done. Right, well, that was our guest for the week. Thank you very much for joining, and that's the end of the podcast, guys.
Yeah. Oh, dear me. No.
I think we should start with a topic. Am I going first? Or are you going first? Where you need
I'd
to
like you
this?
To go first this week, please.
That's fine, but be
it's
aware.
A rant again, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not. It's not a rant. It is about Ford, but it's not a rant. Although, I would say there is a solid 30% to 90% chance it will descend into a rant. I just want to let you guys know.
Let's just get it out of the way. We've come on, Tom.
Right. Do you guys know what Big Red is? Have you ever heard of Big Red the truck?
Big Red.
Is it big and blue?
No. It's red.
It's not a monster truck, is it?
It's not, no. So
Big Red.
I was looking into...
I think I know what it is. Is it the one off the advert that's an advert, isn't there? Big Red and Big Blue?
No.
You're thinking of the Milky Way advert.
That's the one, the Milky Way.
The red car and the blue car had a race.
Red car and the blue car had a race.
That was an amazing advert. Oh, my God, I want a Milky Way bar now.
If you're a good boy, Tom, you can have
one. We've not even got into the main subject. We've already on a tangent. It's not working out well this week.
Sugar Rush.
Right. Big Red. Now, this is a prototype by Ford, and I've been looking into it. It's the Drive. The Drive.com has recently found the prototype. I've been reading into this, and this prototype that Ford made is amazing sounding. So it had some, turbo? It was like basically a fancy engine in it, like a top-of-the-line fancy engine, which... That's what everyone, all the articles were banging on about. But for me, as a driver, it was what was inside the truck that was impressive. So this thing had a TV inbuilt into it, right. Just as standard, had a TV inbuilt into it. A TV that the co-driver, if you had a co-driver, could watch. And had basically, so only the co-driver could see it, driver couldn't see it.
Well, that's not good when you drive it.
This thing had microwave built into it, had a fridge obviously built into it, had a sink with hot and cold running water built into it.
Hang on a minute. You've gone from microwaves and TVs to sinks.
It had a toilet built into it.
What?
So it's a camper van, really. It's a camper.
But it was not much bigger than a standard modern day truck. Now, this truck was made 1963, and this thing had more luxuries in it than my brand new truck. Well, I say brand new, it's a few years old, but still, how the hell in 1963 did they have a toilet inbuilt into the truck? And
have you
hot
never
and
heard
cold
of
running
a
water?
I have thought many a time about replacing the driver's seat with like one of them, you know, you used to get in the caravans.
Yeah,
put one of those in the base of the seat,
like a chemical
in the
driver's
seat.
In the driver's seat, you don't
so what,
want to
literally
stop
just
driving.
Shit as you go. Is that what you're? I mean, my rant was about toilets. That's where I was going to go with this, but you have definitely taken it one step further. You don't even want to. You literally just as you're driving along,
it's got that chemical shit in it that makes your poo turn blue, doesn't it? It's like
that's
really blue crap. Chemical toilet in it.
It is, yeah, but
I was thinking more for when you get to like Dazza's age and you know the old man syndrome.
Oh, here we go. You go to my age.
You can't keep stopping at every services.
Well, when this was made in 1963, what you'd be in like your 30s, will you not?
Who, me?
That's
you bastard. You cheeky bastard. I'll tell you what, though. Freezer bags are invaluable when you're a truck driver, aren't they?
Right, but this is my point. This is where I was going with this, right?
Tom, no, stop. What? Dazza, do you want to explain the freezer bag situation to those of us that haven't caught up with this?
If you get really, really desperate and there's no other option, I mean, what would you rather do? Down the leg or in a freezer bag? You know, just saying.
Are you saying piss or shit on this one?
Well, no, clearly not piss, because you can just get out and go in the hedge, can't you? But I mean, if you're on...
You can do the same if you need a shit.
What? In the hedge?
Like a bear in the woods. Let's just back up here.
Like a turd in the bear in the woods. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Last week, on the side of the M1. That was... And it was actually near the M1 as well. It wasn't by the side of the M1. It was very close to it. But my point to this was, why is it 1963, they had an inbuilt toilet in this thing? Like, basically, it was like a pull-out toilet. It pulled out from one of, like, the secret little, like, hidden... like drawer areas, whatever it is, you sat down, you had your poo, stuff like that. Why is it 2021? I still have to go and have a shit in a bush. Why have we not found a solution to this?
I've worked this out. I know why this never happened.
Go on.
Can you see an agency driver emptying it at the end of his shift?
Oh my word! Yeah.
Sorry, Dazza.
Driver's had it for a week. You open your truck up, massive turd on the floor. Won't even be in the toilet. It'll just be on the floor. I missed.
The reputation goes before us anyway, but literally we'd be down to a new level if we had toilets inside lorries as well. It'd be shit all over the floor.
Quite literally.
But yeah. My thought was, so you know you've obviously got a gap between the back of the cab and the trailer. What if you could have some kind of like curtains that could, like, I don't know, pull out and like magnetically stick onto the trailer, and then
you've
got a little...
for a shower?
Well, no, I was thinking for a shit.
Oh, because I've done it for a shower on the back, on the catwalk.
Right, but again, why aren't we utilizing this space between the trailer and the cab to go and actually have like some kind of pull-out toilet where, yes, you'll be outside, but better than having to go in. And just point out, when I said bush before, this was a bush full of thistles or like the spiky stuff.
That's your problem.
I had to go, right. But still, it is 2021. If you look back in the 60s, we're supposed to have flying cars, and we're supposed to have, like, I don't know, just amazingness. I shall have to shit in a bush.
We were meant to have hoverboards a couple
exactly.
of years ago.
Exactly. We can't have hoverboards, but I don't know. This was basically just a rant about me having to shit in a bush, if I'm honest with you. That's essentially what this entire thing was about.
Did you guys ever see the Top Gear where Richard Hammond put the toilet on in the Land Rover passenger seat? Did you see that one? He actually built a toilet into a Land Rover, I'm sure it was.
I've seen the one where they bolted the toilet seat on the outside wing of the vehicle.
Was that the Jag?
I believe it was a Jag when they bolted it on the outside.
Now, there's utilizing space, isn't it? That's, you know.
But they
were breaking the mold, weren't they? Clearly, these people who'd done that truck in the 1960s with the toilet.
Well, absolutely. But you raise a good point. What about the passenger seat?
Why isn't it developed?
You take off the seat cover, like this kind of, that just what the actual seat that's on there. Mm. You take off the seat cover, you can put it on your bed, and underneath you've got a little chemical toilet.
Why don't you just even take this so it's one step easier? Because at the moment, what you're saying is you've got to carry that chemical toilet around with you in the cab, yeah?
Well, I'm saying actually have it so that the co-driver's seat as such...
Oh, yeah, I get that.
...has a chemical toilet already inbuilt into it as standard from the factory.
Okay, but why not make this easier? Have the passenger's seat so it lifts up, and underneath it is a toilet seat.
Now, but
this is the best bit. You don't need the chemical bit underneath, because when we were in Afghan, you have to do your business into a bag, and it is like a foil bag that has a zip seal top on it. And basically, you attach the foil bag to just a toilet seat, do your business, and then you seal that up. So then there's no chance of the chemicals or the smell in your cab then. And then you just dispose of that.
The other thing is, just have a hole.
What, like a train?
Wouldn't it just let your hole, it drops onto the road? Why is it your missus' horse can go and shit on the road? I'm not allowed to.
Well, you are, but you might get in trouble for it.
Not if there's a hole.
I was going to say get rid of the passenger seat altogether, but then what would you pick up murdering hitchhikers with and also prostitutes? You know, where are they going to sit? So
on the bed.
Yeah, that's true.
In the side locker if you drive a Merc.
Apparently, yeah. Well, as long as if they're small enough, like a dwarf. A dwarf
or a child
definitely fit. Or a child.
Child in there, yeah. We've established that one, haven't we? Dunno.
Yeah. We're still waiting for Tom to actually try it.
Confirm it.
I can this afternoon.
Oh, please. Photo evidence.
Do you want to see if I can fit my child in there?
Can you time lapse it? Can you time lapse and put like some Tetris music to it? And slot them in like blocks.
We're not doing just one. We're doing multiple children now. This is now escalated to the point where we're
fold them into Tetris shapes as well.
How many have you got? Two, isn't it?
I've got two, yeah. There's no way you can fit in two.
So you're going to have to borrow some more from the local surrounding area and see how many you can get in.
This is now escalated to I'm going to now have to start kidnapping children and putting them into a Mercedes side locker. Wow.
Please.
This has descended into madness.
I know what you were saying. You remember you were saying about tangents. I mean, you're talking about a lorry you can crap in, and we've gone on to folding children into side lockers. So...
it gets worse than this.
I guess a lot worse.
Won't even come onto my topic yet either.
Well, I would say I'm interested to see. It is your turn, and I'm interested to see what you bring. And
let's make it good, Dazza.
Yeah, I mean, no pressure, but this is the first topic from the first guest. So, when I say no pressure, I mean. Completely all pressure on you right now. You have many listeners, not live listening to you because it doesn't go out live, but you know, a week before.
Okay.
Or week after.
Week after.
So do you want my trucking topic or my non-trucking topic, or does it matter?
Well, let's have your non-trucking topic because I've just had a trucking one.
Okay. So my non-trucking topic is nose hairs and general body hair.
Okay.
let me expand on it. Okay. Okay.
Fully random. So for the listeners at home, Chris has now had to disable his microphone. He's now nearly wetting himself laughing.
So let me try and explain about it. So for the last sort of 5 to 7 years, right, this is over a certain period. Now, at my age, I'm starting to get hairs, right, that are really, really like wire, like literally, like, you know, electric wire. My missus has
let's just back up here a second. When we're saying electric and wire, what are we talking?
Like copper?
Is it coming out as copper? Is there an earth wire within this? There's three of them that you have to pull apart.
No, honestly.
And then you can put them into an electric socket. Is that what we're saying? Or we're just saying they're very thick?
They're very thick.
Right, okay. No. I think we just need to know, yeah.
No, I haven't got a electric wire dispenser in my nose or anything like that. But honestly, my missus the other day, she was like, she decided that she wanted, I had some in my eyebrows and they were literally about an inch long.
Just point out, you are supposed to have hair in your eyebrows. I'm not a biologist.
Even I was shocked when she pulled it out. But when I mean pulled it out, she didn't just pull out the one. She pulled out about 10 other fucking things and nearly ripped my eye off. It was I was in excruciating amount of pain. I nearly punched her in the face.
What?
And she got it out, and it was like, I've got it. I was like,
now we're at.
I was like,
getting shut down.
She was like, I've got it. I said, no fucking shit, you've got it. You've just pulled half my eyebrow off, literally. So. I looked at it, though, when I'm sifting through the many hairs that she'd pulled out, and it was literally about an inch long. And it was like,
has she made a booklet of up of these?
No, the ones that she put
with all of them pictured. This one is from January the 5th.
Is this like when your child gets its first lock of hair and people keep it?
I know you're
losing it
page?
On top like me, Gazza, but you can't stick it back on.
Well, as you know, I'm going thin on the top. People have probably listened to this. I've seen the, you know, when we do videos and stuff. You know, I'm going particularly thin on the top. Tom's quite lucky, so he's probably going to have a full head of hair until later life. He'll probably go to a silver fox or something, won't he?
My family goes grey really fast. They're already signed. You can actually see little patches of them. I know you can't at home because you've got a video.
I can't wait to see a ginger man go grey.
I'm not ginger. I'm strawberry blonde. We've been over this.
Ginger.
But going back to the subject of the hairs, the ones in the nose are the ones that get me. Because obviously, I've got the thing here. It says it prevents dust, pollen, allergies from entering the lungs, and they get stuck in a layer of mucus that coats the hairs. You know,
oh, well, that is delicious sounding. If you're having lunch or any meal, ones. And this is what you're listening to, we apologise profusely, but Dazza,
there is explicit warning in the description. So
that's true enough. Well, let's talk about because nose hairs. You know, I have a few, and sometimes I'll go to brush my nose a little bit, and or even my mouth a little bit, and I've got a beard, but I can feel them rubbing down like a good. Like half inch. Mm. I'm thinking, how is this growing so long? Okay, that's fine. I can understand nose hair. That's fine. Why do I have it growing out my ears?
To stop stuff going in your ears?
But I need stuff going in my ears. I need sound going in there.
It's specifically for me, the ones that come out of the end. You'll know when you'll get them because they tickle the end of the rim of your nose. And you can't get rid of the sensation until you pluck the bastard out. But this is the
nose
thing,
hair
right?
Clippers.
This is the thing that gets me, right? Is that when you go to get it out, can you fuckers try and find it? You can't get it. You're trying to see where it is. You can't find the one that's... And then you think you've got the one that's tickling it. And then 5 minutes later, tickle, tickle, tickle on the end of your nose. And you're like, why? How is that possible? I've just plucked it.
Do you just go ahead and just grab the little bugger and just pull it out?
Apparently, you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, I do that. I do that while I'm driving.
No, apparently you will immediately die if you do that. Because
on the M25, a driver had died in his cab. The cause of death is believed to be plucking one of his nose hairs out.
The thing is, right, I went online to research, and there's actually fucking forums on this.
What, entire forums?
Forums on nasal hair. I'm shit you not. And I've been online and people
double check though, Dazza. When we're saying forums, is this a medical style forum or is this a fetish style forum? Because the internet could go either way on this topic, I'm sure.
Tom knows. He researched why camels have dicks. I mean, our dicks.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I can't divulge what I was searching for when I come up with this because you'll be taken down. But listen, there's a guy that quotes on it and says he got quad hairs in his beard, and
what's
a quad hair?
A quad hair apparently in his beard, and it was four hairs that had grown round each other to create one hair. Have you ever heard anything like it? That
Is
was
that
in his
like moral
beard.
Support.
Yeah, it says here it felt like a wire poking out of my face, and I looked like a freak of nature. That was his quote on the forum.
His name was Dazza the Trucker.
Yeah.
Are you just telling about us about a time that you posted on a forum? Is that what this is about? So, and surely the only way that could happen is you've basically, is it plaiting that girls do?
Yes.
The pigtails and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
is
very similar.
Basically,
I do that every morning.
But not them hairs, your nose hairs.
No, your
nose hairs with a pair of tweezers because, in the day, you've got to look good and you can't pluck otherwise you'll die immediately, according to Dazza. That is apparently a thing.
Maybe that's why they invented nose hair trimmers. because then you're not plucking them, so you're not going to die.
Yeah, honestly, I always thought they were a scam up until I kind of got into my like mid-30s, and now I'm like,
you start getting old.
Yeah, the downhill cycle.
Can I just read you guys a thing from the forum that somebody's put on there? It's only a short paragraph, but it's about obviously this subject. It goes along the lines of, I told my co-worker about this, and she just rolled her eyes and said it was gross. Obviously, she didn't find it nearly as fascinating as I did, and it kind of pissed me off. So last month, I plucked out and slid it in the top of her favorite ballpoint pen that she uses in the office. The next time she clicked the pen, my thick nose hair prevented the ball from popping out of the end of her pen, and she got really pissed off and threw the pen out the window. What? That is from the same forum. Yeah.
Dazza.
Hello.
What the fuck have you been searching?
I honestly just Googled nasal thick hair, and this is what came up. There was a forum about it. There's obviously people in their mid-age that are starting to sprout these hairs. But there we go. That was my non-trucking topic.
The internet is a dangerous place.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I think be careful what you search for.
Yeah.
That definitely comes to mind.
I mean, this podcast goes off on tangents, but Jesus Christ, Google.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Other search engines are available. We are on Google Podcasts. So, yeah, go on, carry on. I'm just plugging.
That's fine. I think it might be your turn now. Let's stop talking about nose hairs.
Yeah. Please.
Is yours non-trucking? No, yours is non-trucking, isn't it?
Mine is a non-trucking topic.
Is it as random as Dazza's? Because that
body hair and nasal
I was
hair.
Expecting. Some to do with motorways, possibly, but that was very much a non-trucking topic.
Yeah, mine is just as random because my opening title is "Tits Come Bouncing Back in Warmer Weather."
I absolutely 100% agree.
Would you like me to elaborate on this?
Yeah,
honestly, no. I feel like elaborating on this is only going to spoil what I have
images
in my head.
Images going through your head, yeah. Well, obviously, I've looked in to do some research, and I actually found a load of headlines where they may not have proofread them before they published them on the internet in newspapers and on news channels on the TV.
This does not surprise me at all.
I have a list. Now, that one, "The Tits Come Bouncing Back in Warmer Weather," was actually published by the Daily Mail.
Again, I am not surprised by that information. I am not even remotely surprised by that information.
So obviously I did click on it. They're on about blue tits or something like that coming back because it's warm. But I wasn't interested after I'd read the headline.
Yeah. Well, I mean, surely as soon as you see the picture and you see it's the wrong kind of tit, surely that's the point where you're like...
they didn't put a picture with it.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
The headline in bold writing. But I found another one. "Drunk driver fails blowjob test."
No. So many questions are ringing my mind.
Is that what's replacing the breathalyzer now?
Apparently
I don't even know what to respond to that, to be honest with you. I'll let you carry on.
That was in an American newspaper.
Again,
we
does
then
not
get
surprise me.
"Best man left bleeding after being hit by flying dildo. Wait until you hear where it came from."
So that's one of them classic clickbait ones, isn't it? But
I clicked on that.
It does not surprise me. Where did the dildo come from?
It never actually told us.
One of the bridesmaids.
I was quite upset because obviously you could think where I was thinking it was going.
Well, surely if the article says that, the one piece of information that you want to know
is where it came from. Yeah. And if all it said was it came from the back of the church. That was the best bit. It was in a church that he got
that game. Wow. And you stood at the altar and you're just getting bombarded with dildos.
I mean,
what, Virgil was thinking that. Whoa, what's happened? Massive dildos flying at him.
We're under attack.
How do you even react to that? Wait, because in the day, if you're in that situation, so you're getting married, and this is, I'm guessing this is someone who's come to the wedding not happy about it and thinks
decided to chuck a dildo.
In fairness, it's hit him, but it could have been for anyone. Because in the day, if it's come from the back of a church. Depending on what church it is, that's
does
a hell
anybody
of a
in this church know any reason why these two
whack!
Should not be just
slaps you in the face what? With a dildo, and then the priest just goes, "Yep, good enough for me. That's it. Everyone, go home." But what do you even react to that? Because in the day, if you're there, you've got your family there, you've got your mum in the front row, and you've got obviously Missy's whole family there, all watching it. All eyes are on you. Massive dildo just slaps you in the face. Do you get angry about that? Do you? How do you react to a situation like that?
I want to say just carry on, but I probably wouldn't. You'd have to try and make a joke out of it, wouldn't you?
It depends on the, you know, if it was a free bar at the reception, I'd be off.
I mean,
maybe it was the stripper from the night before on the stag do. She wasn't happy.
If you're quite quick witted and you've just been hit in the face by a dildo, do you really want to be making a joke? Because the first jokes that I could see that being a dangerous thing, and you digging yourself a much deeper hole. Or you could just say, "Oh, we can use that tonight. Thanks very much." Or you could say somewhere along the lines of, "We were expecting gifts to be sent after the actual wedding. Please keep the rest of the gifts until the reception."
Either way, the headlines get worse.
Go on.
Next.
Catnappers shaved my pussy. I think somebody had put a H in there by mistake instead of saved.
When they say cat, what? Yeah. They are talking about an actual cat, aren't they?
I believe so. This was a photo from outside a news agency, you know, where they put like them A-frame boards out with the headlines in it.
surely they must know when they're making these articles, they must know what they're doing. The people can't be that naive.
Possibly.
Why? What, you've just looked at your notepad. What else have you got? What's the one that you're now staring at?
Tiger Woods plays with own balls.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That one there, it sounds like it could be a mistake.
I think that one was done on purpose.
You reckon?
We've also got... Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's like a...
Because he's a sex addict, isn't he?
He might have been doing that when he crashed his car.
Did he crash his car?
Yeah. Didn't you see his thing? It was literally pulverized.
Was he?
Yeah.
What, is this a car or the other?
Well, he wasn't too good, I can guarantee you that. But obviously his car was, yeah, if you look at a picture online, it's... It was only recent. It was only like within the last... Was it last year or 18 months?
That's not recent.
Well, I mean,
recent's this morning. Any time past that is ages ago.
Chris, beyond that, I can't remember what happened.
Chris, you're forgetting my age again, mate. Recent for me is in within the last 20 years.
God, if I've slept, that was many moons ago if I've had a sleep.
Jesus, yeah.
They get worse.
Yeah.
Go on. Let's have some more.
Newest residents are from elsewhere.
What?
Mm-hmm.
From what?
Elsewhere.
Just from other places.
Apparently so.
Is elsewhere a place?
It is, but...
Oh, right. Okay.
Right.
I think that could also be a mess up. Homicide victims rarely talk to police.
There's two parts to this. First of all, there's that. Also, homicide victims, not homicide victims. I believe that's an entirely different crime there, my friend.
Can we just rewind and change that?
I think you just found the title of your podcast.
Yes, yeah, that's...
Homicide. Homicide.
I think Maybe drinking half a bottle of wine before this podcast might have been a bad idea.
I do think a lot of these are done on purpose because they do make for good clickbait, don't they? And that's very much the thing now, isn't it? It's just trying to get people to click on it. Cause I don't going on a kind of serious tangent as such. I find a lot of them, all they want you to do is just click on the article. They don't care if you read the article. They just want you to click on it. Yeah. Like my local paper, the Westmorland Gazette, which is not the greatest, if I'm honest with you. The amount of times I've been on there, I've clicked an article, and it says something that's happened. And then you click on it, and it's got one line, one sentence, which is about the same length as the title itself. That's all they've done.
That's it.
That's it. That's literally it. Honestly, it's when you click on it and you want some more information, like it'll say there's been a crash on the A590 between this place and this place. You click on the article and it goes, there has been a crash between on the A590 between this place and this place.
Same
that's
as the
all they put.
Sounds like my nose hairs are longer.
Well, exactly. But my point is with that, all they're doing is they want you to click on it because they'll get ad revenue.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm. And it's, you know.
did this
go into a rant there?
Do you not just do the same with your channel, though, Tom?
Classic clickbait.
What, clickbait? No, yeah. There was prostitutes.
We never saw them.
Yeah, I did. You know what? There was a point where I thought to myself, should I go back and park there again? And what, this and time.
Ask to video them.
No. Well, hey, on that subject, why is it prostitution is illegal? But then the second you go, okay, I'm going to record this, it becomes legal.
Because that's porn. That's different.
Yeah, but why? Why is it when a camera's involved, it becomes legal?
Unless you don't ask their permission, and then it's illegal.
It just occurs to me my mother-in-law listens to this.
Yep. And you thought I got in trouble for last week. Anyway, hang on. As you're actually talking about prostitutes, there was another one. Porn star sues over rear-end collision.
Again, that one has to be. That has to be someone making that knowingly. There's no way they've not done that knowingly.
Yeah. Condom truck tips, spills load.
That's a good one. I like that.
I'm not going to lie. That's as far as I got because I just burst out laughing.
There's some good ones there.
Very good.
But the whole point I was trying to get at is with headlines, you're right. They make them misleading to get people to, like with a newspaper, it's probably a mistake. Unless it's on the front cover, then it is to get you to buy that newspaper. But then who buys it? Like I was doing my food shopping before this podcast, and obviously they have all the newspapers laid out. If you see someone on the front cover you want to read, do you buy it or do you just stand there, read it and put it back?
Yeah, I'll do the last.
Yeah. I just read it while I'm stood there and then just leave it and walk away.
I'm going to be honest, if I see an article that's interesting, I'll just put it on my phone and Google it. And that way I can just read it on my phone as I walk around.
So what we're saying is, if you are a publisher of a newspaper, don't bother sponsoring this podcast because we don't give a fuck.
There's literally no point.
No, I'm surprised papers have lasted so long, to be honest, because everything's available on fucking line. I mean, how are so many papers, magazines and stuff still going? I mean,
I tell you, the only time I read a newspaper, when I go to London and you get a free copy of the Metro.
Because
it means you don't have to make eye contact with the person sat opposite you.
They say
averagely murder you, especially in London.
Average? How do you murder someone averagely?
Ravagely. Oh,
sorry, I heard averagely. I was going to say, how do you murder someone averagely?
For me, when I go to London, it baffles me how people don't look at each other. Everyone,
from the north, Tom.
Right, but everyone avoid. I, I was in, I'm trying to think where I was, like Brixton or something like that. And I said hi to someone. It was just me and this other guy walking on the street, and I said hi to him and went past him. And he looked at me like I was about to stab him to death.
But you probably were.
It depends.
I've not stabbed anyone in ages.
But it depends where you are in London, I suppose, doesn't it? It depends where you are.
No, it's all of that.
No, so, I completely agree with Tom. Once we get south of the M18, you can forget saying hello to people because they don't say hello back.
I don't. I would say bloody A66.
Are we pushing it that far north? Let's not move the boundary further north. Bloody hell.
That means I'm okay. I don't have permission then. I could go just further north.
Don't have to get those southerners come that far up.
Don't have to get clearance then if you make the border.
I find Londoners. I know people from London. Lovely people. I can have a good chat with them. Really nice people.
Hang on, you know Londoner, other people.
I know other people. I've got a few friends. I know people. Well, I've spoken to them.
Okay, now we're getting more to it.
Yeah. Is there restraining orders involved?
But the point being,
just sniff this rag a second.
Does it smell like chloroform?
Oh wow.
Do you let them go after you, Tom? Look, fishy, you put them back.
But I find Londoners really nice people until you get them on the street. And then people will trample you to death. They do not care about you. You are but an object in which they need rid of, out of their way. They are horrible people when they get on the streets. And then when they're in the cars, again, absolutely no, they do not care about anything around them apart from they need to get to this location.
It's like they're wearing horse blinkers.
Yeah. Again, why do horses need to wear blinkers? So
you
can't
see your face when you go past them.
There are literally people in this world who wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire in the street, so I don't know whether that's a good thing.
Chris just raised his hand.
Please, sir, can I go to the toilet?
Wow.
Should we move on to the last one?
Yeah, that's
Jesus Christ.
Right, so another topic for me, the trucking one, yeah?
Please.
Right,
if you would
be
so kind.
I did mention it on my live show last night. It's about being an owner-driver.
Live show that I totally watched, by the way. I wasn't watching Godzilla versus King Kong. Which
Tom,
was great.
We're not sponsored by him, shut up.
Yeah, we should be there. It's awesome.
Right, sorry, go on, Dazza.
Yeah, I was going to say not as many gorillas on my show, but yeah.
You're quite gorilla looking.
quite hairy, especially these hairs coming
especially
out
of his nose.
Yeah.
Oh, the ears as well. I forgot the ears.
Owner
drivers, is it worth it? I looked into it, and the actual amount of stuff, because obviously being a limited driver, I've just gone on PYA because of the IR35 rule. We're not going to go down that avenue, but I was actually looking online of what it takes. And this is just, for instance, for a truck, fuel, road tax, insurance, inspections, MOT, service, repairs, wear and tear. Then you've got for yourself, you've got to be a limited company. You've got to actually do the job. O license, CPC, premises, place of service, inspections, liability insurance, premises insurance, accounting, bookkeeping, timekeeping, regulations, health and safety. I could go on and on and on.
Jesus.
The amount of stuff and that's even stuff I've just thought off the top of my head. That's just not even literally delving into it.
So do you do you require a premises as in an actual place?
Well,
no.
Not theoretically, but you do have to be registered for your O license at a premises.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. That's that.
It doesn't have to be a premises, so does it? So if your personal property, so your house, what have you, has a big enough space to park what you're trying to register. So if you're registering a unit only, as long as you can park a unit on your property, it can't be on public land, so you can't have it like on the roadside, they can count your your personal premises as that point of premises.
If you live in a flat, you're shit out of luck. Unless you've got a massive balcony. serious. You've got a ground floor flat. you need a ground floor flat for that. I couldn't believe it. You know, the amount of things that you needed, because it was something I really wanted to consider. I mean, because you can hire a truck for like 200 quid a week and start pulling trailers, but you need like
you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing like to shout about.
Yeah, we're talking the lows to the low lorries here, like, you know, like fleet. No, sort of supermarket spec that have got nothing on it. It's a privilege to have a radio in it. So
there'll probably be day cabs and four leggers. So
all kinds of stuff like that. But you know, as I said, I looked into it, and you have to have like near enough $8,000 clear in the bank as well. In
£7,800 to be precise.
To be
and
spot
the
on.
Only reason the only reason I know is because I have been looking into doing this. Because I want to set up my own recovery business.
Well, it's not that amount that you have to have in the bank. You have to have it available. So technically, if you have
an overdraft,
an overdraft, you say, of X amount, then that would count. Just for those people who aren't aware, when we say an O license, we're talking about an operator's license. Again, there are a lot of like regulations within the UK about what you have to have, and it's very, very strict in the day.
Did you know that if you're going to operate a recovery business, you don't need an O license?
I didn't know that. What? So you can drive a recovery truck.
Recovery truck companies do not need an O license.
And recover other trucks that have broken down.
Yes, they have to be counted as immobilized, though. So if they are able to move under their own steam, you require an O license to pull one. Mm. But if they can't move under their own power, so say gearbox is knackered or steering arm, you know, linkage is gone, stuff like that, you can pull one without an O license.
Can't you just turn the electric isolator off on the side and then it's truck's dead?
Apparently, that
is that a gray area.
Yeah, but my argument would be, who's going to actually stop you to check?
Well, this is it, yeah.
And I didn't know that.
On that subject of recovery, because I'd normally when you see them, the recovery trucks, they're just pulling the tractor unit only.
Yes,
but I have seen them pulling the tractor unit and the trailer as well, and they've got something called in the UK is an STGO, special transport goods order, isn't it?
Yeah,
and that's STGO that's
1, 2, and 3.
Well, yeah, so essentially what an STGO is if you're pulling anything above the maximum weight of 44 tons or it exceeds the maximum width, then they have to have one of these classifications. And I always knew there was STGO class 1 or cat 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
But this had cat 1R.
Yes,
which is obviously a special one for recovery. Yes.
But they don't actually need STGO for recovery. The law states that their vehicle, as in the recovery truck, can't be more than 12 meters long. Doesn't say anything about what it can be gross. It just that's as long as it can be. So you could have a 12 meter long recovery unit pulling an Arctic unit with a 15 meter long trailer on the back of it.
Holy mackerels.
And the weight limit doesn't matter. There's no weight. It's what the truck is plated to.
Sounds like the way to go then, mate.
That's serious.
You know how tankers and stuff like that, they need ADR to obviously drive them?
Yeah.
Recovery trucks, they advise that they have ADR, but they don't need it because it's not for profit or gain.
So for petrol,
even though they are getting money for recovering it.
So if a petrol tanker broke down and you had to go and recover it, you don't need ADR.
Nope. They advise you have it, but the law doesn't state you have to have it.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, what DGSA is not going to pull over a recovery truck, are they?
No.
I can't imagine them ever pulling over. And again, DVSA, for those people who aren't aware, it's like
Cossers.
well, it's it They're like in America, it's the DLT, the Department of Transport, isn't it? It's an adventure.
Over here, it's Driving Vehicle Standards Agency.
Yeah, or
used VOSA.
Yeah, it's for people that wanted to be policemen that were never good enough, so they want to do something else.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
And are as such angry about it and want to take out on the drivers. And again, my name is Chris.
whoa. But no, going back to the owning your own truck. And I watched your live stream last night, Dazza, and you were...
Just rub it in, why not? Oh, yeah, I had time to watch the live stream last night.
I told you I'm replacing you with the agency co-host.
Yeah. He's not crashed yet, so that's good.
I know. and I completely agree with some of the points that were made last night. So the fact of you basically... there's a massive amount of risk for not a lot of reward. Mm-hmm. So by the time you've added all these costs up, let's say, you know, you want to get the most bog standard basic of basic trucks going. You just want the bare minimum. I don't know. Let's just throw a ballpark figure. You're looking at, you're going to need 25, 30 grand plus however much to rent the truck every week. Yeah. You've got to make that money back. And there's no guarantee you're going to get the work.
That's the scary thing.
That, like, you could get, like, for me, I could get a load from Newcastle down to London. There's no guarantee I'm getting one back.
Yeah.
It's so,
the backload thing is where you're going to make the extra bit. And if you don't get one, it's basically going to kill you. You know,
yeah, all that profit I'd have just made to run to London, I'm going to have to spend just to get back up.
Exactly right.
Because they've got me another load from the north.
It's like I said on the live stream, the big firms that can afford to run around the UK empty, they're okay. They'll be like, they'll make enough margin. It'll be a smidgen, but it'll be enough margin on that one load that they think, well, if we can't get a backload, there's no loss. We're just getting back empty. But owner drivers that are on their own or very small firms need that backload.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have, with my current company, run down to London with a load. And we've run all the way back empty. Yeah. But that was because the profit he was making from going down covered enough to get us back and still make money. And it's one of his regular customers. So at the end of the day, if he'd have said no, you're then risking that customer turning around and going, well, you don't want that job. So you don't want any of them then, do you?
Yeah.
I think there are some areas and some... kind of branches of like heavy goods, which you can get away with stuff like that, where going off the ports, doing containers, stuff like that, because obviously there's always work and you can always subcontract with Gold Star or Maritime or stuff like that. And there's always these companies. But yeah, I will agree. I think general haulage is the biggest risk in my mind if you're going to go by yourself, because like you say, that there is always that possibility that you can't get a backhaul. It's gonna affect you in that sort of way. On the swing side, I think it's something that I've thought about. I think a lot of drivers probably thought about this at one point or another, but I've thought about it with tipping, because again, there's always with tipping, there's always work. There's always stuff that needs to get shifted. There is always
coach parks that need parking in.
What, the coach parks for coaches?
Yes, that's why they're called coach parks.
Oh, did wonder that. See, you learn stuff every day. You do. Still going to park in the coach parking. Don't care. Well, no one's taking coach at the moment anyway, so it's all good.
It's going to be a serious shock when all the coaches start working again, because like,
they're going to have nowhere to park because all the tippers have made it their own.
You snooze, no, you lose.
No coaches, just spread out and make myself comfortable.
Oh dear. Good stuff.
Gravel counts as a passenger, doesn't it? So, you know.
Yeah, suppose so. So, have we exhausted all our topics for today?
I think Dazza, because he's getting on in age, isn't he? So he'll be exhausted by this.
Oh, it'll be ready for a Dazza's bedtime.
I need to lie down in a minute. Yeah.
I was going to say, it'll be his bedtime in a minute.
I think the only thing that we need to go through is what Dazza's plugging.
Yes,
with Dazza, with this show.
You have come on to plug something, so.
And we haven't talked about that yet.
Crack on.
Well, yeah, guys, I've got the Speedos challenge. You guys know how this came about. So one day I was basically in the chat, and it was that really hot day a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? And
before it snowed.
Yeah, before it snowed, which is crazy, because it was like a summer's day, and then a few days later it was snowing. It was just like, how is that even a thing now? But I suppose with the environment and all that, that caper, it's sort of it's the norm now, isn't it? It's from one extreme to the other. But anyway, so I was planning to take my shorts that day because I thought if it gets really hot, what I'll do is I'll slip the shorts on. And I said in the chat, God damn it, I forgot my shorts. And then Johnny said, well, it doesn't matter, just wear your underpants. And I said, well, maybe I should just put some Speedos on. And he was like, yeah, do it. And I said, oh, well, I'll do it for charity then, sort of thing. And it just sort of snowballed from there, really. And then I just set up this charity page and wanted to do it for a couple of worthy charities that are local to me.
What are you going to do if the week that you do it, because obviously you're an agency, you don't necessarily know what you're going to be doing it. Firstly, I have two questions. One that's just occurred to me now. What if you get to this company and
I'm wearing
they're not aware of this challenge, and in comes this agency driver wearing Speedos? I mean, firstly, they're going to be like, yeah, he's an agency driver. That totally makes sense. How are you going to explain that to them? Or are you going to explain that to them? And what are you going to do if you have a leather seat that week? Because sweaty bum crack might be happening that day.
Well, after I've been committed and then left out, what I should say to them is I should say, this was actually intentional. I didn't
just forget to put my pants on this morning.
I didn't randomly just grab my work trousers and grab Speedos by accident, you know.
I can almost 100% guarantee you that day you will get pulled by Vosa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
can you imagine stepping out of the vehicle, sir?
I
do actually mind this time.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good where I am.
£1,000 fine. Actually, I'm happy with that. Yeah, that works for me.
No, because. Go on, mate.
What charities are you trying to raise the money for, Dazza?
Well, there's two charities local to me. One's called What Makes You Different Makes You Beautiful, which is involving, and it's basically a kid. It's like a kids play area, but with kids for additional needs and autism and, you know, all those sort of, you know, where they have trouble transitioning from one thing to another, or they have learning difficulties, or they have sharing difficulties. It's a play area, and there's staff in there that support the parents and the kids that are there, so they can all have a jolly time. And that's what I'm raising, half for them, and then half for Snoozle in Worcester, which is basically an all ages facility. My daughter's been there. It's got like a hydro pool, so it's a little bit. Yep. It's like a mini swimming pool. But it's got all like you can have music in there, you like a booming sound system, and then there's lights in the pool and things like that. It's really cool. I go in there, just I'll be like, I'd go myself. But
I was going to say, can anybody just go?
That does actually sound quite good. Yeah.
Amazing. It is amazing. So, and they've got like sensory rooms and stuff like that. So you can go in, there's like all neon lights and stuff draped from the ceiling. You've got sensory bed, there's like a water bed in there as well. So, you know, all these sort of things, clicky buttons, and so they've got all kinds of things that are a kid with additional needs and stuff like that might like the and as I said, there's different rooms. So those two charities are particularly close to my heart because my daughter's gone to them. So I thought, look, they don't get a lot of money, they rely on charity funding, so let's try and do something for them. So I thought a £5,000, two and a half for each, and then if I can get to 5,000 subs, that helps me as well. So 5K for them, 5K for me. And that's what I thought of doing. So, yeah.
So you need 5,000 subscribers
and
£5,000 donated.
And then
you will wear your Speedos to work.
Yeah. But I have to just pick up on what Tom said. I have to clear it with the places I'm going to work. the day before or a couple of days
before. I think that if we get it above 5,000, I think that you shouldn't be allowed to clear it. I think that...
You just have to do it and just,
turn up.
And see what they say.
Hello, I'm the agency driver. Nice to meet you. These are my speedos. Yes,
where's
there
the
are my hairy ball sacks.
So,
you didn't
if somebody wants to obviously subscribe to your channel, then go on to YouTube and search for Dazza the Trucker. Please do subscribe to him. Even if you don't watch any of his videos, just subscribe because we want to see him in his speedos. Well,
No, shut up.
That'll be videoed as well.
I'm going to be honest
with
you. I don't actually want to see him in his speedos.
Mr. High and Mighty.
Is that a tall joke, Dick?
yes.
He just wants to see me go down. He just wants to see me committed.
Yeah, that part I definitely want to see. That would be hilarious.
Into the floor in speedos, can you imagine?
What, speedos and a straitjacket, that's all you have?
Yeah. Marching me away. All you'll see in the distance on my dash cam is me being marched off into the distance in speedos and a white jacket.
How does somebody donate money, Dazza?
Well, it's on the Just Giving page. So basically, if you just go to the Just Giving website and put in, even if you put in Dazza, it just brings it up. So just put in Dazza the Trucker, it brings up my crowdfunding page, the Just Giving. Or they can go through and watch the show last night and just scan the QR code that's on the screen.
I think we can also put the QR code right next to my face.
So, yeah, go on, Tom.
We can also put some links up on our Facebook page. Oh, that'd be fantastic. Well.
Thank you. Yeah.
And if we can put the links in the description for this, I will put them in it as well so people can click on that and it will take them to your channel and to the Just Giving page for you.
Speaking
of the Facebook page, if you guys haven't already, go on, like our Facebook page, just search Just Another Trucking Podcast on Facebook, where you can talk about this episode, the other episodes, anything that we've talked about. Remember, if there's stuff on here that you disagree with, which, in fairness, not completely...
Not
the strangest thing. Again, this is partly a discussion. We want to hear what you guys say about this. We want to know how wrong we are.
I want to see how many people relate to me about the nose hairs. That's what I want to see.
For some reason, it's always the strangest things that keep getting brought back up again and again. It's like one part, the thing that you don't expect, that's the part that people keep talking about.
Yeah.
It's like a nose hair. It keeps coming back at you all the time. It just won't go. Fucking
well, with the earth with the nose hair, like three twisted pairs. Are your nose hairs insulated?
Quad hairs, that's what it was. Quad hairs.
Tom, let's not get into this right at the end of the show.
Honestly, yeah, true, if lightning struck me, I reckon it would go through me because the fucking nose hairs would earth me. I'll be fine.
On that note, thank you very much for coming on the show, Dazza. It's been amazing having you on.
It has been a pleasure, mate. I really appreciate it.
I love your podcast, guys, and good luck with it. And yeah, hopefully we'll have more guests on in the future and... Yeah, I'll be tuning in myself.
We've got more guests planned, and it should be should be a lot of fun. And then we've got Sam K next week, haven't we?
My bitch.
Yes, your other half is coming on next week. Isn't that funny? Actually, we never planned for it to be the two of them that host a live show together one week after another.
Yeah, but then we did get paid for that, so
I
got paid.
So, thank you very much, Dazza. Obviously, for those of you that haven't, please do go check out Dazza the Trucker's YouTube channel. I will put links to his channel down below and to his Just Giving page. Even if you donate £2 is better than sending nothing.
Yeah,
so from me, thank you very much for listening. If you haven't listened, how have you got this far? And I'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
Cheers, guys.